Chapter 12, The Living Water. Did Jesus possess infinite almighty power, while we have only as much as we can get together in an infinitesimal fraction called individuality? So long as you believe yourself to be a single individual, automatically you are kept in bondage to the false notion that intelligence can be separated into segments and particles, and that you are one of them. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, announced the mighty I am the way. No one believing himself to be an individual being, life, or entity shall be able to let go such a perverse and disastrous strand until he sees the oneness and allness of life and being as Jesus exemplified and portrayed for us. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth, he claimed. Do such astounding words sound like those of any present-day individual? If you are at present accepting the idea that you are personality or individuality, then wonder no longer why you're experiencing limitation in all directions, limited spiritual understanding, limited inspiration, limited health, happiness, harmony, and limited prosperity and success in all your affairs. For if individualism has any significance at all, it stands for restrictions and restraint in every way. Awaken from such folly. From the beginning, individualism is doomed to outer darkness and inexistence. What do the words I am mean if not one's present perfection, at hand heaven, and whereon thou standest fullness of every good and perfect thing? Letting go all sense of acquisition and futurity, as well as of bondage to past events or circumstances, you may say, I am, and experience its glory. How can one truly acknowledge the oneness and allness of intelligence while believing he is entitled to a consciousness of his own and an individualized sense of everything? Can you see that such reasoning is altogether unsound and illogical? If you are going to declare that you believe in the oneness and allness of being, then of necessity you must declare and accept yourself to be this very being. Just why did they crucify Jesus? Because his standpoint was different from theirs. He thought, talked, and acted from the viewpoint of perfection, as all in all. They, from the viewpoint of imperfection and limitation, everywhere. He spoke from the state of the all, they from the position that intelligence can be broken up into multiple lives, minds, and consciousnesses. Such pernicious notion still persists to this day. No wonder they marveled. Never man spake as this man. Indeed, not for only one who is not in the man position can do so. Yet listen to the glorious and gracious invitation given all. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Do you hear? Freely, fully, completely, without limit or restriction. Oh, the glory of the Christ word! Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. How could such a sublime promise as this ever have been overlooked by us? How could we ever have come to accept any teaching other than the one which gives us all inspiration, knowledge, and understanding? Repeatedly, Jesus referred to the Father, not as a big man up in the sky, nor some mind or principle separate from himself. Just where did he place the Father, off in the distance or outside of him? No. Over and over again he spoke of the Father within me. Where does anyone get the authority to place God, perfection, outside of us? Not from the Christ. Reader, can you see this for yourself? The Father within, the kingdom of God within, heaven within, said he who needed not that any man should teach him. The Father within means perfection within, eternal life within, almighty power within, unlimited inspiration and the possession of every good and perfect thing within our consciousness. You may say, I see this in a way, but I cannot see or say that I am God. Then this is the reason. You have not yet released yourself from the belief that you are an individual. A spray of water from the ocean cannot say, I am the ocean, but as the whole it can. Jesus did not speak as an isolated spark of life and intelligence, but as the indivisible whole. To be sure, neither the Father nor heaven is within man. To consider oneself as man and still place perfection within is blasphemy. Jesus was not taking the position of man when he spoke such words. He was speaking from the state of the one, not the many, the indivisible, not the separate. In fact, he concisely declared, He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, John 14, verse 9. Therefore, dear reader, give up your position as man, the student, follower, seeker after light, and you will directly find the fullness of life and truth to be in you, and shall know for certainty, I and my Father are one, John 10, verse 30. You express life, for you are life, but you are not the expression, you are it. You manifest intelligence, spirit, truth, and love, but you are not the manifestation, you are the original. If you will but meditate upon these new ideas and let them enter into your heart, you are bound to find the spirit bear witness that the message of ontology is the shining light, the living water.